the deaths in custody in the 80s was a very traumatic issue. It started with a family contacting us at the Sickle Cell Society about a relative of theirs that had died in police custody. This gentleman had hemoglobin SC disease. And the police, had taken him into custody because when they had stopped him, they had searched him and they'd found white powder in his pocket. That actually was analgesic, a tablet that had spilt from the foil. They wouldn't believe him. They thought he was a drug addict. And I think this is where racism and ignorance, well, it caused the individual's death. But like with any individual with sickle cell disease, whichever type of condition they have, there are basic aspects of care. Now, this individual was thrown into this custody room. He wasn't given anything to drink, so he became dehydrated. You become dehydrated, the sickling kicks in. He collapsed. He was accused of fooling around, pretending he was ill, became unconscious. By the time they realized this man is very ill, he died. Now that was horrendous. And we got on board legal people. One of the people that got involved in this campaign about this gentleman who had died in custody was a probation officer. She was wonderful. She knew the system. She understood the system in a way that we didn't understand, in the way the family didn't understand. So when it came to the inquest, she was able to advise about getting proper legal advice, legal representation. Now, this person, the probation officer, helped us mount a campaign where we wrote to every single MP in the country. And she also got the addresses of every single prison in the country, because we were also talking about, you know, this is not just police custody. This goes into the prison system as well. And so short, sharp campaign. I mean, my goodness, you know, we were just photocopying. It wasn't even photocopying, faxing, or I can't remember how we did it in those days. Stenciling, that's right. We had these big machines with stenciling. And the local community health council enabled us to use their facilities. This is what I mean by working in a very, very collegiate way, very multidisciplinary way, because we can't do it all ourselves. We don't have the expertise, we don't have the resources. And that's what a campaign involves. And so that the police were found guilty of negligence. But it was such a sad case, such a sad case. And the more the worst was the inquest and listening to these police trying to justify their behaviour. Until in the end, I think they realised best to keep quiet. They didn't have a leg to stand on, but a person had died as a result of that. So it did cause, I don't know how long it went on for, but there was definitely much more interest from custodial services, the police, and to some extent the prisons as well, about sickle cell, the signs, symptoms, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm.